This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. New York, New York, what a wonderful town. Okay, I love New York. Start spreading the news. I haven't been to New York now for about a month and a half, and I think I want to go, but not because I want to sightsee, not because I want to learn, you know, how to sing that song appropriately and on key, but because I'm hearing there's a cancer cluster. I got family out there. And officials are investigating a spike in leukemia, bladder, lung, and thyroid cancers on Long Island. And whenever I hear of a cluster of something, I want to look into it. I want to find out what's going on. So New York officials are investigating a spike in cancer incidents in three Long Island counties. They're looking at Center Reach, Farmingville, and Selden. And they have found 18,000 cases a year since 2011. They say using data from the New York State Cancer Registry, they track cancer prevalence. An average of 18,000 cases were found on Long Island between 2011, 12, 13, 14, and now 15. This means that cases on Long Island made up more than 16% of all the cases diagnosed in New York each year. The whole state of New York. For 2018, we don't have the numbers from 2015 on. Dr. Yusuf, I'm not sure why. I mean, you would think if they're watching the numbers, then, you know. However, we'll talk about what a cluster is. No, I talk about that meaning a cluster. No, we're not talking about that. I mean, we're talking about, not even though cluster really isn't a positive word, so I guess we could use that. But even if there is a decrease since 2015, why was there such a rise in those 4 years? We need to look back as epidemiologists and figure out what the hell could have happened. What exposure could have happened back then? Because we don't want to repeat an exposure if it's exposure induced. Dr. Yusuf Hanun, director of the Stony Brook Cancer Center, a division of Stony Brook Hospital, met with state officials on Tuesday to discuss the preliminary findings. And he told Daily Mail that there is no need for residents to be alarmed because more questions still need answering. The data shows an increased incidence of small segments of Long Island, but one needs to be careful how to interpret this data. Remember, leukemia, there are tons of different types of leukemia. Maybe the reason why we see more in New York is because a lot of people think New York doctors are the best. And so many people, maybe they'll move to New York because they want to be around, you know, medical. And, you know, there's so many things we need to figure out. We also have to make sure there's not overdiagnosis. Apparently, this occurred in South Korea, where there was a mass campaign beginning in 1999 for residents to receive thyroid screenings. So thyroid cancer diagnoses jumped 15 times higher in 2011 than it was in 1993, but mortality rates didn't change. You know, I told you that happened to me. Although, I think I did good, but an ENT said, you know, of all the family docs in Las Vegas, you diagnosed the most thyroid cancer than anyone else. Why? Well, I trained head and neck at UCLA, and I also really developed a knack for feeling one's thyroid. So if I felt a nodule, or I thought something was wrong, I would get it ultrasounded, and if they found it and they biopsied it, lo and behold, they could find cancer. Now, thyroid cancer doesn't necessarily kill you quickly. I personally like to diagnose it. I hate the idea of letting somebody walk around with it. But if you have a group of doctors that all of a sudden go, you know what, I'm going to look for it, they may find it, and then the numbers may rise. So maybe what happened in Long Island is some of the medical centers came up with new protocols. Maybe a medical center decided, you know what, we're going to run a couple different blood tests. Maybe we're going to look at the LDH. Maybe we're going to dissect the differential a little bit more. And whoa, now that we're doing this, we're going to refer to heme. we'll refer to hematology, and wow, hematology oncology finds, you know, something going on. The problem is usually leukemia is pretty blatant. What are these other cancers here? Leukemia, lung cancer, bladder cancer. I mean, these things are more blatant, but thyroid cancer? Thyroid cancer, a lot of people don't realize they have it. So we ultrasound them and we find a mass, we biopsy it, and then lo and behold, they may have it or they may not. So these are the estimated numbers of cancer diagnosed each year according to the National Cancer Institute. So bladder cancer, 81,000 cases a year in the U.S. New cases. Bladder cancer, what could be a sign of bladder cancer? Sometimes nothing. We may run a urine test on you and find blood. Now, a lot of us may have blood from prior kidney stones or an infection, from sex, from vaginal bleeding. But if you have blood in the urine, you got to get it checked out. Make sure you don't have bladder cancer. Leukemia, we get about 60,000 cases a year. Lung cancer, 234,000 cases a year, making it still the number one cancer. Thyroid cancer, 53,900. They say 7 out of 10 bladder cancer cases are diagnosed at an early stage. Why? Because when we see hematuria or blood in the urine, we check it out. Leukemia, many times we find leukemia when you're tired, having easy bleeding. We'll run a blood test, a CBC. Leukemia is kind of easy to pick up. Lung cancer, we're starting to force ourselves to screen for it better. Insurance wouldn't pay for screens, and now the task force says, yeah, you can do a CAT scan on people who are smokers, longtime smokers. Thank you. Unfortunately, lung cancer may not cause symptoms until end stage. So when you're coughing up blood, weight loss. So you could have a tumor in your lung, not know it. Or you blame your cough on allergies or acid reflux. So chronic cough, you need to get an x-ray. If you smoke, you need to get a CAT scan. And then thyroid cancer. A variety of different types of thyroid cancers. Most of them very easy to treat. I wouldn't say the treatment is that easy. It's not fun to be treated for any sort of cancer, but you don't have to lose your hair, go through extensive chemo, but you do have to have radioactive material. And then you do have to be on, we keep your thyroid after you have thyroid cancer, and we take it out and remove it. We keep your thyroid actually high so that your body doesn't send a signal to grow more thyroid tissue. When you're low, you grow a goiter, a bigger thyroid. So we don't want that to happen when you're low, so we keep you high on purpose. So thyroid cancer patients will look skinny because we keep them hyperthyroid. But some of them also get a little anxious. I believe also some of their serotonin could be affected, so I recommend a serotonin selective reuptake inhibitor for anybody who had thyroid cancer. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, one of you had told me to check out Stranger Things, that TV show, and I have. And I've already seen a couple of scenes, and I like it. You know, I... Hold on, need to find a garbage can. I just found some old chicken in the studio. You know how much old food I have in the studio? Man, this should be closed down by the health department. All right, anyway, all cleaned up. So, I really didn't think Winona Ryder, you know, was ever going to make a comeback after, I don't know, she had some issue with, I don't know, underwear. What was it? Anyway. And so she's doing a damn good job. Actually, a lot of good stars in that. So I'm watching Stranger Things. Thank you guys for the recommendation. That was really, really good. All right. This is going to be a movie. You guys know it's going to be a movie. Thank God it had a happy ending, except for, unfortunately, tragically, one died. Thai Navy SEAL died. But the Thai soccer players, a coach, have now spoken publicly for the first time since their rescue from the flooded cave. There was a routine of digging, breaks for water, and meditation.
That's how a group of young Thai soccer players and their coach stayed alive while trapped in a flooded cave without any food for 9 days before they were found by two British divers in one of the most, I go, earth-shattering search and rescue operations that we've seen recently. I guess in their first public appearance, according to Washington Post, since their daring and almost improbable rescue, the players emerged in their team uniforms, holding their soccer balls and dribbling them in a show of health and good spirits. And then they went into their weeks-long ordeal. In a news conference, and they, you know, fashioned it like a talk show, and they made these kids feel like the stars that they are. They introduced themselves, they smiled, they bowed before television cameras, friends and families close by, and then they recounted what happened. You know, I told you I thought the coach was a hero, being able to keep them alive those 9 days before they were found. The coach was 25-year-old assistant coach, Ekapol Chanthawong. And I guess the 12-year-old boys persuaded him to bring them on a short trip into the vast Tham Luang cave system. That was after soccer practice on June 23rd. They had no food with them because they just planned to stay there for just an hour and then be home before nightfall. One of the boys actually had a private tutor. Another one had to celebrate his birthday. Now, some of them were very familiar with the caves, rock fields, and crevices, and it had gone, you know, way into the passageways before. But for others, this was their first trip. None of the boys even told their parents that they were making this side trip. So when they arrived, water from seasonal monsoon rains had already begun pooling beyond the cave's mouth. Now, again, I don't know why, if this was in a national park or on some land or reservation, that there was no, you know, warning signs or blockage, you know, because I know, like, you know, we have Zion National Park. If the Narrows is too full or if there are certain areas that, you know, may be dangerous, you can't enter. But the coach, Ekapol, asked the boys whether they still want to continue with the plan, and they did. So they went farther in to a point where the boys would have to swim if they want to continue going any deeper. Now, from what I understand, most of the kids couldn't swim. So they wanted to keep exploring, but they realized it was going to get late. So they turned back. So they were hoping they were going to leave the same way they came in. Unfortunately, they found that floodwaters blocked their exit. So Ekapol, Coach Ekapol, tried their only escape path. He told the elder boys to hold on to a guide rope, venture deep into the water. If they felt a command, like two tugs, it meant that he was stuck and needed to be pulled out. He said, I walked inside that hole of water. It felt like there was just stone all above me and only sand under my feet. He hugged twice, and the boys pulled him out. So it was unnavigable, obviously. I told them we couldn't get out that way and had to find a new way. So the team found shelter instead, prayed before sleeping that night, and hoped that the water levels would drop enough for them to swim out the next day. Now remember, Ekapol was the only adult among them. So he was hoping there would be a way out. And then the boys panicked. They felt guilty. Some were optimistic. And so that was the first of 9 days they went without food. As the hours passed, they lost sense of how long they were there. They were hungry. So he urged them to keep drinking water to keep full and to try to dig holes out through the cave with rocks so that they had a sense of purpose to keep them busy. They said, we dug holes to find a way to escape and stopped when we were tired. We kept drinking water to fill our belly. And the boys, as you know, were aged between 11 and 16. The youngest of them, Chenin Wibun Rungring, known by his nickname Titan, he was starting to feel faint, dizzy, tried to keep his mind off food. He goes, we tried not to think of food like fried rice because it would make us hungrier. Then on their fifth day in isolation, the players and their coach held a meeting and discussed their options. They could either go deeper into the cave in hopes that there may be an exit farther along. They could dive out the way they came or wait. Now, apparently, contrary to initial reports, many of them could swim. So they tried to venture out. So at the cave's intersection, they saw waters rising, knew it wasn't an option. So they were trapped and then retreated again by climbing higher up. They decided not to move anymore and continued to dig instead. They said, we couldn't go out, but we could dig. At least we were doing something. So on day 9, since their disappearance, some of the boys were on their digging routine where they heard a voice. Ekapol, that they called Coach Ek, as it was known to the boys, told them to be quiet, sent one of the boys down from the dry ledge they were on, closer to the water's edge with the flashlight. The coach asked him to hurry, afraid that the diver would miss them. And Adul Sam An, an English-speaking migrant from Myanmar, recognized the two divers who suddenly appeared before them as foreigners who spoke English. He could not find the right words to say except hello. Adul is only 14 years old. And so he said, my brain was working very slowly. I couldn't think of the words to say. All the words left my head. So the voices of the two British divers who called out to them, Rick Stanton and John Volathan, were a light of hope, the boy said. So Volathan, checking that all the 13 missing were there and still alive, assured them that Thai Navy SEALs are going to come with food, doctors, and everything. Again, how they, I mean, now they're not talking about eating fish. They're not, I mean, it looks like they really went 9 days without food. And we aren't talking about kids that had a lot of weight on them to begin with. So, all of them were sent to the hospital to recover. Of course, they're worried about cave disease caused by histoplasmosis that you pick up in bat droppings. They were discharged Wednesday from last week, have rejoined their families at home almost a month after they disappeared, and the average boy gained about 6.5 pounds since the rescue. They say the Thai Navy SEALs team, who stayed with the lost team until the rescue, said Wednesday that they worked to keep the boy's spirits up, made sure they were in good health, wearing hats and sunglasses. The SEALs, I guess, are not allowed to be identified because obviously they're Navy SEALs and we want to use them again. So they kind of had disguises on, so to speak, during the news conference. But I guess to pass the time, the boys played chess with the SEALs. They provided high-protein rations to restore some of their strength. They also used food as a motivation and reminded the boys of all the goodies that would await them when they returned home. And they ate together, slept together. And, of course, the boys paid respect to sacrifice of former Thai Navy SEAL Saman Kunman. He died laying compressed air tanks in the cave's flooded passageways. We don't really know exactly what happened, but unfortunately he did pass. All the boys and their coach will be ordained at a Buddhist monastery for 9 days of tribute. It's a Thai tradition. And psychologists urge journalists and the public to allow the boys to have a normal life. You know, let's not start doing book deals and movie deals. They're going to return to their modest homes in a small town of Maasai. And they say many are bracing for scoldings. They even took turns apologizing. Sorry for being so naughty that I didn't tell my parents about going to the cave. If I let them know, there's no way they would have let me go. See, this is why, kids, you got to tell mom and dad. You know, nobody wants to talk to mom and dad. All right, so, you know, nature. Nature is stronger than any man or group of men could be. Now, we're watching this. A rock fissure has sparked an urgent closure at Grand Teton National Park, just 60 miles from Yellowstone Supervolcano. Experts have detected expanding cracks in the rock buttress, which is closely monitored by geologists for movement. They don't know how the fissure opened, but the area sits over the Yellowstone supervolcano. So now it has been urgently shut due to elevated potential for rock fall. Now, this mountain has not blown its top for more than 600,000 years, but scientists are working to better understand so they could predict if it's going to erupt. And it is in Wyoming. Hidden Falls inspiration points are close to that area. So, scary stuff. We do not need a volcano erupting right now. Look what Hawaii's going through. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
If you like like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan saying the Russian president will not be welcome in Congress if he does come to Washington to meet with President Trump this fall. Speaking at the Capitol this morning, Ryan says,
"Look, I'm comfortable having presidents sit down and have one-on-ones with foreign leaders. But what I think matters is the message."
Ryan saying invitations to address Congress are reserved for allies. On another matter, Speaker Ryan played down the president's threats to revoke security clearances for several top former national security officials from the Obama era.
I think he's trolling people, honestly.
President Trump's in Kansas City, where he'll be speaking with veterans, addressing the Veterans of Foreign Wars annual convention, and then attending a political fundraiser this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all
so
right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, everybody, calm down for a second. You are going to see studies or a headline saying beef jerky can cause psychiatric symptoms. That if you guys eat beef jerky, or hot dogs, or processed meat, you may have a psychosis. Now, I was just talking about beef jerky the other day. I don't really eat a lot of beef jerky, but I am a huge fan of the concept. Dried meat that you get to take with you, and you don't have to refrigerate. I mean, you feel like a caveman. That's kind of what cavemen did. They learned to dry their meat, and it wouldn't spoil, and it would taste good. So beef jerky, I like to kind of prevent, you know, pretend I'm a cavewoman, you know. And I meet another caveman named Fassbender Rara. And he looks at me and he goes, and I go, and he's like, and then he's like, well, you got beef jerky?
And then we just go off and we make caveman babies. That's just a little fantasy of mine. Sorry, I had to share. So this study looked at 1,000 people, including those with psychiatric disorders, and they found that people who had to consume processed meat were 3.5 times more likely to be hospitalized for mania. Now, manic episodes we talked about are people who are very hyperactive, very euphoric, can't sleep. Apparently, it affects 1 to 200 people. Hollywood actress Carrie Fisher had said that she had manic episodes. Many times, manic episodes are part of bipolar, where you circle the poles, you have depression, unipolar, and then you can go the other side of the globe having mania. You may have an affinity to a lot of sex, a lot of gambling, a lot of spending. So manic episodes, many times overdiagnosed, you know. But according to the study, Johns Hopkins University, they asked if people had ever eaten dried or cured meats. They say salami and prosciutto were not linked to mania, but cured meats were linked to an increased, chance of hospitalization. And they think it's the nitrates used as meat preservatives that may affect the brains and gut bacteria of people who eat them. Nitric oxide is found in higher levels within the blood of people with bipolar disorder. Lead author Dr. Robert Yolkin from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine said future work on this association could lead to dietary interventions to help reduce the risk of manic episodes in those who have bipolar or who are vulnerable to mania. Now, this is the kicker, okay? The average person with bipolar doesn't know they have it. I can't tell you how many of my patients I thought were bipolar. When I wanted to diagnose or get them help, they refused. They were insulted. So I don't want a diagnosis. And I'll tell you how I kind of identify them in a second. It's very common out there. Well, back to the study with the nitrates in cured meats like salami, right? They say U.S. researchers added them to a diet of rats, and they showed signs of mania just after a few weeks. In the human study, people were asked if they had eaten meat sticks in the form of turkey or beef jerky, prosciutto and salami. Now, meat sticks and jerky obviously are very popular. Not as popular in the U.K., but popular in the U.S. But nitrates are used as preservatives for sausages, bacon, burgers, etc. And they found, and this study was published in Molecular Psychiatry, nitrates change the gut bacteria of rats, which may be linked to mental health problems. We talked about how gut bacteria, gut microbiome, can send signals to the brain. So it follows evidence that giving people with bipolar disorder probiotics may help them. They may be less likely to be rehospitalized. Now, as you know, processed meat has been known to increase people's risk of bowel cancer. So they looked at a number of dietary exposures, and cured meat seemed to stand out. Now, again, this is one of these not cause and effect. These are one of these associative studies where we're looking at people who were in the hospital and did they eat beef jerky. You know, with that, I don't want to, you know, start worrying people. Because like I said, I love the idea of, you know, hearing like one guy died from eating oysters. Apparently we have a man who died after eating oysters. We have people that, you know, get E. coli from that, you know, previous romaine lettuce outbreak. I mean, there's a whole variety of food-borne illnesses that when somebody wants to eat some dry meat, I really haven't heard of a lot of people getting sick from that. And I'm not saying I want you as your, as that, as a, you know, main staple in your diet, but, you know, I think we panic too much about things. And so with this study, I would just, you know, say, hold the phone a little bit. So, bipolar disorder. That's very tricky. How I pick up on bipolar disorder is I see somebody whose pendulum swings. And having people in my family who have this, you're walking on eggshells around them. They're smart people. They are very, very lovable. Their good days are so good. You can't not be close to them. But But when they have bad days, it hurts. It really hurts. Sometimes you see their depression, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you see their mania, sometimes you don't. Some of them don't have depression if they have bipolar. And some people will say, well, look, you're edgy, you're grumpy, you're irritable, you're moody, so it's depression. Well, bipolar disorder has some pretty heavy mood swings. Now, a lot of people will try to treat these mood swings. They feel like they're crawling out of their skin. They seem to, everybody seems to be ticking them off. But they may treat their symptoms. Maybe with alcohol. Maybe with marijuana. Maybe with other drugs. And I had a theory when I was in medical school that some people who did drugs, I would notice that they seemed to be bipolar after they went to rehab and, you know, when they became clean. And so I had a theory that maybe drugs can make you bipolar. If you're on stimulants, diet pills, cocaine, crack, that may mess with your brain chemistry. Now, the doctor shot it down saying, no, they were bipolar before they used the drugs. That's a good theory. And maybe they were. Maybe they always had a mood, you know, issue, and that's why they went to the drugs. But I saw women on diet pills. They used to be on diet pills for years. Actually, I would diagnose somebody with bipolar, and I would ask them, did you ever do drugs? No, no, no. Did you ever use diet pills? Oh, yeah, I was on diet pills as a teenager, I should say. Did you ever have these mood issues before then? No, no. So I think you could actually cause it. I don't think it has to be genetic. I think you could actually induce it. They say 60% of people with bipolar disorder do abuse drugs and alcohol, but again, it could be because they're trying to treat their symptoms, or maybe that's what started it. Some of them may have attention deficit disorder. Some of them may be suicidal. Some of them may be fine. So symptoms that where your teenager, according to WebMD, may have it, is they may have uncharacteristic periods of anger and aggression, where they're getting mad and angry when it really didn't call for it. They're like, wow, this is kind of exaggerated. Maybe they're grandiose or overconfident. Mom, I got this. I got this. I'm going to bungee jump. I got it. No, no, bring it down a couple notches. Or he's going to go out with me. Oh, yeah, he's going to go out with me. I am the hottest thing in that class. Calm it down a little bit. Easy tearfulness, frequent sadness. Needing very little sleep to feel rested. That's interesting. They really don't sleep well. Uncharacteristic impulsive behavior, moodiness, confusion, and inattention. They may feel trapped. They may overeat. They may worry. They may have anxious. And so, you know, again, I wouldn't link that to meat. However, diet does mess with you. I think eating a lot of carbs makes you depressed. So eating a lot of preservatives may affect you psychologically. But again, take that with a grain of salt. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-LINK.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a few beers a week could help men start boosting their sperm count. Now, we were always told that alcohol may interfere with sperm. But a new study says if you have a few small beers a week or a bottle of wine, it may actually help you start a family. So Italian researchers asked 323 men about their alcohol consumption. And they found moderate drinkers had a better sperm count. This worked out as up to a bottle and a small glass of wine a week, or 7 small bottles of beer. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. The study was led by Fondazione Policlinico in Milan. And it suggests that, I think Italians are so sexy, suggests the antioxidants from grapes and wine and a compound in beer hops called xanthohumol may slightly improve sperm by protecting cells from damage. Dr. Elena Ritchie, who led the research, said, "We found that men who consumed 4 to 7 units per week had higher semen volume and total sperm count than those who drank less. So they conclude that moderate alcohol intake appears positively associated." Again, this is, remember, these are associations. I mean, we're not saying we watched a bunch of men, we saw them drink, and then, you know, tested their sperm. They just found that, you know, so do we tell people to drink? Well, I think it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, the alcohol will work out great. For others, then it's, you know, it may not be a good idea. So, the results show that compared to men drinking 0 to 3 units of alcohol a week, the moderate drinkers had a higher overall sperm count. Their sperm was less concentrated, but they produced more semen, meaning a higher chance of getting their partner pregnant. So, for those people that do have fertility issues, should they drink more? Answer to that is no. I still don't buy it. Now, yes, it's interesting. They say an earlier dinner may lower risk of some cancers. People who eat dinner before 9 p.m. or at least 2 hours before going to sleep have a 20% lower risk of breast and prostate cancer than those who eat after 10 p.m. or go to bed shortly after supper. Now, I've always been a early eater. I'll eat at 5, 6 o'clock at night. And then I'll do some work because I don't want to go to bed and have it all turned to fat. I want to kind of burn it off. Actually, that theory is not entirely correct. The food is in your stomach for a couple hours, so you're not really burning it off. But you do start to absorb it, and you do need to rest to absorb your food. There is an argument that maybe you need to rest after you eat. That's why siestas occur in Europe and in a lot of countries where siestas are a way to allow you to absorb the nutrients. You may get a little sleepy while you do this. That's why people get sleepy after they eat. It's because the body wants you to slow down. But if you eat early and then you sit, watch some TV and rest, and then go for a night walk, I think that's the best. But according to this study, Dr. Manolis Cogavinas, a research professor at the Barcelona Institute for Global Health in Spain and lead author of a new study on the topic, said, "What we know from experimental studies is that we are conditioned to function in different parts of the day. We have developed through time functioning differently in day and night. The study published Tuesday in the International Journal of Cancer followed 621 people who had prostate cancer, 1,200 had breast, and they looked at 872 males and 1,300 females without cancer. And they looked at their lifestyle. Are they a night owl? When they ate their meals? Sleeping habits?" And they said that those who ate supper later seemed to be more risk. So, what does that mean for you or I? Well, most of us, it's not a choice. The way, you know, when we work, we may work night shift, come home, eat breakfast, and then go to bed. Because we got to get up because we got to then pick the kids up from school or whatever. So, for some of us, it's not. However, if you are more prone to cancer, you might want to make a choice. You may want to choose a different job. You may want to maybe make your dinner a very small meal. You know, we always say breakfast needs to be the biggest meal of the day. I like that. I mean, I don't want any meal overly big. I'd rather you eat every few hours a little something. But this idea of sitting down and eating dinner and chowing down, you know, doesn't, to me, make sense. Your pancreas gets, you know, stressed. Your intestines get stressed. You have to absorb all this food. And if you absorb too much, it turns to fat. So why not eat a smaller dinner? So I like the study. I think it's nice. Makes some sense. But I don't want you guys eating a big, huge dinner at 5, 6 p.m. Another study has come out saying ADHD symptoms in teens linked to digital media use. The study published Tuesday in the Journal of the American Medical Association revealed a link between digital media use and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The study evaluated more than 2,500 high school students who had no evidence of attention challenges at the outset, but then they watched them over a two-year period, and they concluded that the more digital media activities the student engaged in, the more likely they were to develop symptoms of ADHD. Now, I've already told you guys that those of us without attention deficit are becoming attention deficit. We don't need to wait for anything more, so we don't have to wait. If I want a burger, I don't have to make the burger and wait for it to cook. I can go to McDonald's and get something within a minute. If I want to hear from my mom, I mean, we're talking real hypothetical here, right? I could text her and have her text me back. I could call her. I mean, I don't have to wait for a letter. You know, we are very impatient. If I want to look something up, I don't have to wait till my mom could drive me to a library and then wait for the librarian to help navigate me through the Dewey Decimal System. I could just Google it, and I get it in seconds. We get things in seconds. And so we get used to that. So if I text somebody and they don't text me back, and it's been a few minutes, I get antsy. Oh my God, it used to take weeks to get a letter. And I'm getting antsy because I didn't get a text? So one child psychiatrist told the LA Times that while it's attractive to think that somehow exposure to constantly changing media information might somehow make an adolescent inattentive or distractible, she doesn't think that's what's happening here. So other people think, well, maybe you're kind of born with it or you're inclined to it. I disagree. I really think that we are forcing ourselves to become more and more impatient. I see that with my family. I see that, you know, Corey, I've been married to Corey. He used to have to wait till I got home to call me for us to talk. I later had pagers so he could page me, and then I would call him back. But, you know, hours could go by, and we were fine. Now I need to text him back, vice versa. I'm like, where are you? Where are you? Are you okay? So I think we are developing this impulsivity, this impatience, and I do believe that we are multitasking, and attention deficit will rise because we're watching our Netflix show. We're surfing the internet on our computer, and we're watching our phone for texts and social media. Some of us play Candy Crush while watching a TV show. Some of us are, you know, doing our report for work while watching TV and then checking our phone. So we are multitasking. And attention deficit is a little harmful in the work setting. I mean, I had issues with nurses and front desk who weren't paying attention because they were always looking at their phone or the computer. And I'm like, guys, you were doing a task, making sure we got all the mammograms and lab results. Are you guys doing that? So we are, I believe, becoming more of an ADHD society. 1-877-DOCTELLING.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.